I'm being joined by AGWSR Superintendent Eric Smith. Bond vote here in the AGWSR school district has come out just a few votes shy of passing, short of the needed 60% to pass. Eric, thanks for taking some time here, I guess, to start off. I just kind of want to get your what kind of your guys' initial reaction was, to this vote coming up short, especially by, such a thin margin here in the AGWSR school districts.
Yeah, it's actually been quite an interesting, I guess, roller coaster. After the election night, we found we were about 17 or 18 votes difference from passing, and found out that Hardin County had a little bit of an issue with their counting of absentee ballots. So felt like there was some hope while they did their recount and got their final numbers, and to end up being a couple votes short after all was said and done, kind of had some hope there a little bit, but felt, like I said, just fell a little bit short. Obviously, lots of questions as to why, and starting to get those answers for some people. And but just right away, you don't know what it's going to be like, and then once you finally get the realization that hey, this is, may not happen, you start moving into that next phase of okay, what do we do next, and how do we move forward? So.
Yeah, and so recounts will be taking place here over the coming days. So we'll wait and see the results of that. But, when it comes to kind of digesting this a little bit, what do you think are some of the key considerations that, you and the administration and the school board are going to be looking at here to kind of try to figure out why this failed and maybe how you can maybe change your course of action, as you move forward here?
Yeah, and I think we will take some time to gather some feedback, to do what we can to try to get people to give us a response as to hey, why did you or did you not vote? What were the things that you like? What were things that kind of that you didn't? We have gotten some of that already. Some people have some task force members have had some conversations with individuals and got some feedback, so we have a few things I think we can follow up on, but we'll get a much better once we kind of get past the finalization of the vote, going out and just gathering some data on what did you like and not like about the current proposal, and really then reconvene that community, that task force again, to take a look at the information, the data, and figure out how we want to best move forward. So I think that's the best thing we can do. Do we have a straight answer to that right now? No, but I think it really is going to be driven on what the feedback is, and then what the task force decides they want to do as we move forward. So.
Yeah, and just to kind of recap and summarize here, again, this was for repairs and things mostly surrounding the high school, right? If you can just summarize that, and certainly things that aren't going away just because this thing at least
Yeah.
tentatively failed.
Yep. So the GO bond was for $14,450,000, and it was going to go towards heating and cooling, so HVAC in the high school building. It's the last building, the only building that doesn't have a fully integrated heating and cooling system, and then to replace our current bus barns in both Wellsburg and Ackley. And then upgrade and update science classrooms of the high school, the family consumer science classroom at the high school, and then just some other other issues that just that repairs that need to take place in the Wellsburg building, some drainage issues, and some things like that that we just had planned for the other building. So.
All right, well, that kind of wraps it up. We'll at least for now we'll see what the results of the recount end up being here in the coming days. But when it comes to a couple other things in the school district here, you guys have kind of been going through some possible grade level configuration changes. What's the latest you're able to share with that?
Yep. So, the board will vote on and to make their final recommendation on what they're going to do at the December board meeting. So that'll kind of bring some finality to it. But it has been a standing item on the board agenda at every board meeting, and the admin team has been sharing information at each meeting. We've done surveys of our stakeholders in the community. We've done surveys of our staff. The last meeting we shared just what schedules would look like, what the shuttle buses would look like, building usage with the changing grade levels, and how that would operate and look. And so that stuff, that information has all been shared with the board, just looking to answer a few final questions and make sure they have all the information available to them before they make their final determination during our December board meeting.
All right, well, I think we just about covered everything here, but anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up here today?
No, I think it's been a pretty crazy fall, and we appreciate everybody, going out and voting, and to have over 3,000 votes in our district when, our normal board election is about 800, 900. So that was nice to see everybody kind of get out and vote. And now we're just looking forward to the next piece and what we can do to continue to make the district grow and continue to be better.
All right, that's AGWSR Superintendent Eric Smith. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.